Pursue humility. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 4, New King James Version. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 19, New King James Version. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. The story of David and Bathsheba is less a story of lust and more a story of power. A story of a man who rose too high for his own good. A man who needed to hear these words, quote, "Come down before you fall," end quote. The Holy Scripture tells us in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18, in the Message Bible, first pride, then the crash, the bigger the ego, the harder the fall. This must be why God hates arrogance. He hates to see his children fall. He hates to see his Davids seduce and his Bathshebas be victimized. God hates what pride does to his children. He doesn't dislike arrogance. He hates it. Could he state it any clearer than in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, New International Version? I hate pride and arrogance. And then a few chapters later, God can't stomach arrogance or pretense. Believe me, he'll put those upstarts in their place. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 15, the Message Bible. You don't want God to do that. 'Tis far wiser to descend the mountain than fall from it. Pursue humility. Humility doesn't mean you think less of yourself, but that you think of yourself less. Don't cherish exaggerated ideas of yourself or your importance, but try to have a sane estimate of your capabilities by the light of the faith that God has given you. Romans chapter 12, verse 3, Phillips translation. Resist the place of celebrity. Go sit in a seat that is not important. When the host comes to you, he may say, "Friend, move up here to a more important place." Then all the other guests will respect you. Luke chapter 14, verse 10. Wouldn't you rather be invited up than put down? Heavenly Father, you have taught us in your word that you hate pride, but you honor humility. We live in a culture that feeds the natural desire to put ourselves first and to inflate our egos. It is far easier for us to be selfish than to be selfless. We need your help to live humbly in a way that pleases you. Remind us of the self-giving example of your Son, Jesus Christ. Like him, may we learn to think less of ourselves and more of others. Amen. These are the words of pastor and author Max Lucado. Words, all words, mean things, very specific things. When they are conveyed verbally or through your actions themselves, these words take on additional emphasis. The intended meaning of every word you use travels from your mind, through your mouth and body, through another person's sight and sound, and then into the recipient's mind, where it is translated and understood, accepted, rejected, or stored. This simple act on your part, that is to say, speaking words, is in reality a very complex process. Words you use are extremely important. They convey love, service, commitment, assistance, direction, instruction, commandments, solemnness, excitement, and many, many more overt and covert meanings. Words are so powerful that they actually can be conveyed by and between two or more people without any sounds being audibly made. Actions always have and always will speak louder than any words you will ever say. More can be learned from and received by those sermons that are seen rather than heard. Humility. Quite a word in and of itself, wouldn't you agree? Humility is defined as, number one, the state or quality of being humble, being lowly in mind, modesty, meekness. Number two, subservience, submission, modest courtesy. Humility doesn't mean that you think less of yourself. Oh, no. Humility means that you think of yourself less. In order to accomplish this, you are forced to put other people first. Other people's wants, needs, and desires are to be placed in priority ahead of your own. That is the only way in which you may maintain a humble servant's heart. The Lord Jesus Christ, as always, gives us sound instruction as to the impact of proper understanding and application of the correct priorities of living your own life. In the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 35, New King James Version, the Bible says, quote, "And he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, 'If anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all.'" End quote. I believe that our Lord is quite clear with his intended meaning. If you truly want to be first, if you truly want to be successful, if you want to achieve the desires of your own heart, then you must place yourself in last position. A servant's heart is established and maintained only by keeping a humble serving heart and spirit, coupled with a sound mind and positive mental attitude. Oh, dear ones, that is so much easier said than done. The key to remaining humble and living with a servant's heart towards other people is always keeping other people's wants and needs ahead of your own. When you are focusing your thoughts, energy, and actions on the wants, needs, and desires of those around you, you won't have much time, if any, to worry about yourself. Consequently, you won't become selfish, arrogant, or egotistical. You simply won't have time or energy to put yourself ahead of other people. Therefore, you will become engulfed in loving, caring for, and serving the needs of other people. That is real humility. The very foundation of all sin is selfishness. Our things-oriented culture and society causes most all of us to lean towards becoming selfish. Selfish in our own desires, thoughts, actions, and relationships. Selfish in our places and locations as to where we invest or spend our spare time and money. Selfish, in whom and with whom we place our trust and faith. The person you will become in the next 5 years depends totally on the books you read and the people with whom you associate. Be ever so careful of these two things. Your life may actually depend on them. All the great leaders and the great people of influence and lasting achievement throughout all human history have been men and women who possess a loving and caring humble spirit and a loving and compassionate servant's heart towards other human beings. You cannot be a true servant leader without possessing and displaying a loving servant's heart. God's word tells us that God is love, that love is eternal, it never dies, that true, open, and honest love, once established, never comes undone, unravels, and turns into anything other than more and stronger love. God is very thorough and clear in the Scriptures when He talks about love among and between other people. God calls love the greatest of all gifts. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, commonly known as the love chapter, in verse 13, New King James Version, God has this to say, quote, "And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love," end quote. God's greatest blessings to all of you.